Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, the superintendent of the Batesville Community School Corporation, Paul Ketchum. Good morning to you, Paul.
Tom, good morning, and happy belated birthday to you, Tom Schnape.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
And, you're welcome.
Last Friday was the big occasion, and of course, I celebrated it by going home and hunkering down after the snow fell. But
so that's right. So Mother Nature gave you one of the few snowfalls of the year on your birthday, so congratulations.
Well, thank you. But not before I got out and had a little family time,
good.
And, a little celebratory time.
Good
so
deal.
And continued the celebration as well on Saturday. So.
Fantastic. Good for you.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that, Paul. And we're going to go ahead and get down to business here. And, of course, that is the school board meeting from Monday night. And first up, Paul, the distribution of early literacy achievement grants. And can you explain exactly what this is?
Yeah, this is a first time for schools across Indiana. And as most of our listeners may know, that the literacy is a priority for the state of Indiana to increase the ability for students to read at appropriate grade levels. So the state of Indiana has implemented what's called the Literacy Achievement Grant. And there's a calculation, I'll be honest, I didn't do very well in algebra. It's a pretty complex calculation about how dollars are distributed to schools based on student achievement. But those dollars are targeted directly to students, or I'm sorry, directly to staff members who are involved with teaching reading. And that is K-3 teachers and instructional staff or classified staff. So we had to go through a process to identify those eligible staff members, and we had 45 staff members eligible, and the pot of money that we received from the state of Indiana was $17,592, so that came out to about $343 per employee prior to payroll taxes. So again, I think that's the state's way of just kind of incentivizing schools to continue to focus on literacy and give those teachers who teach literacy reading a little pat on the back. So we were happy that had to be a board action item. Again, anytime pots of money are distributed, you have to be accountable for that. So again, when we're audited, State Board of Accounts will see how we distributed the money and the why.
And this is pretty much through all grade levels, from all the way up through high school?
It is not. It is specific just to K-3.
Just K-3?
Yeah, so that is when early. The third grade iRead test is administered in third grade. And so the thought process from the state is those teachers, not just third grade teachers, but pre-K, K-1-2 teachers build that literacy component. So those staff members specifically are eligible for the grant. There is another grant in the fall called the Teacher Appreciation Grant. Sometimes the acronym is TAG money. And that is a per student amount. And then that's divided among all K-12 teachers as long as they have an effective or highly effective evaluation prior year.
All right. So that was taken care of on Monday night. Also taken care of Monday night, state wrestling finalist athlete and one Max Amberger.
Yeah, our junior Max Amberger. First of all, what a quality young man. He's on the academic all-state team, carries himself very well, represents his school and his community. As a superintendent would want a student athlete to do, but Max is the first Batesville High School wrestler to qualify for the state tournament in 31 years. And he did a fantastic job. And unfortunately, the wrestler he lost to from Center Grove ended up winning the state championship. I'm not going to guess that Max would have won the state championship, but if you're going to lose to the guy that wins it all. So very proud of Max, very proud of Coach Linkle. And Coach Matt Linkle has done a really nice job kind of revitalizing the wrestling program, building up a youth foundation. And I think the wrestling program, there's an exciting future for those kids. And just on the side note, we had another junior wrestler, Damian Dance, who was actually undefeated all year and lost a really tough decision in the semi-state. So maybe, next year we'll have Max and Damian at the state tournament. That'll be a goal for both of them, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. And of course, as you said, why not lose to the eventual state champ? And then unfortunately for Damian Dance, his one loss comes at the end. And of course, only one can be still be standing tall at the end of the year. So, but still, good job to those guys.
Yeah, and again, I'm excited. They're both juniors, so they have an opportunity next year to come back and represent our school again.
All right. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick timeout. And we'll continue our visit with Batesville School Superintendent Paul Ketchum right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville to Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go, big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Batesville School Superintendent Paul Ketchum. And as far as another action item on Monday night, Paul, board acted to change the date of next month's school board meeting.
Yeah, every year, again, I'll talk a little bit about the dynamics of a school board. Every January, there's a reorganization of the board where officers are elected. And also, you have to set your schedule, your calendar for board meetings. We have our board meetings the third Monday of every month throughout the calendar year. And it just so happens the third Monday of the month in March is during spring break. So we thought it would be wise to move it up a week. So in order to change that, we had to have a board action item. So our board meeting in March will be on Monday, the second Monday, Monday, March 11th, 6 p.m. at Batesville High School in the Bulldog Room.
All right. And of course, obviously, because the following week, nobody from the Batesville School Corporation is going to be around.
Not many people be around. Nope. I might be around. It'll be a skeleton crew.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I'm sure that in some of the other major players, they're not going to be anywhere to be found.
No, well-deserved time off. There's no need to kind of make that happen. So that we've got plenty of latitude. We'll do it on the 11th and have a great board meeting.
Yeah, and that's the thing, the fact that you have them set in stone, but that you also have the board also has the option to make adjustments on the fly as necessary.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have five board members. So I'm making this up. So, for example, if two or three were ill and we couldn't have a board meeting, we'd have to have an action item to change the board meeting that evening. So there is some latitude, but we do like to set a schedule and we try to stick to that schedule throughout the calendar year.
All right. And then continuing on as we continue our visit with Batesville School Superintendent Paul Ketchum. As far as the construction update, what's the latest on what's going on behind Batesville High School?
Well, other than the snowstorm Mother Nature gave you on your birthday on Friday, we've had some fantastic weather for the earth moving. If you've not driven behind Batesville High School recently, there has been an enormous hundreds of yards of dirt moved and is still moving as we construct brand new baseball, softball fields in the back. And just create better areas. And we're also leveling out some green space that can be used later for whatever needs, additional baseball fields, whatever needs to happen. So there's a lot of earth moving going on. There's also the construction of our new tennis courts. So it's kind of a tiered approach. We've left some of the old courts in place so that the girls team can start practice and have some home meets. But then we'll just totally knock everything down early May. And below what the current tennis courts are, people will see a tiered tennis court. Those will be what's called the championship courts. There'll be three courts below the five main courts, so we'll have a total of eight courts. The championship courts will be lit. We'll have lights on them. So again, our community members like to use the tennis courts. Again, just better viewing areas, better walkways, just a more spectator-friendly atmosphere. And again, having eight tennis courts allows us to have multiple matches. JV, varsity can be playing at the same time. So we're going to be very proud of those tennis courts, new softball field, new baseball field. And our softball field, our baseball field won't be done this spring, but that's okay because we play at beautiful Liberty Park and we played there for a long time. Our softball field, our goal is to have it done in April and we'll continue to move forward. But my commitment is that we want to let our girls softball team seniors play on that field before they graduate. So we're moving full steam ahead. We're moving dirt, building things. The scoreboards are up. So if you haven't driven by lately, a lot of good stuff going in the backyard there at Batesville High School.
And as far as the building for the welding and so forth, how's that coming along?
Yeah, thank you. So again, right now it's black because it has vapor barrier, kind of a tar substance. And I think some people think, why are they leaving that building black? That building is not going to be black. It'll be bricked. It'll look just like the high school. But if you drive by now, it's got a black appearance. And that is simply the water vapor barrier between the brick and the inside of the building. It's going fantastic. Again, Olier Masonry, local company, and everybody's doing a great job. We will be in that building ready for August 1st, and it will be a fantastic building. I'm really excited about the opportunity for our community and our staff and our students to use that building.
And that's the thing you mentioned, opportunity, the fact that it's an educational thing that kind of takes things to another level as far as educational opportunities for not only students, but also for staff to, you know, kind of with their instructions and so forth.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in almost blending those traditional silos between business and school. And we almost have a K-14 campus now where we really invite business, industry, professionals, experts to come in and work with our students. Because, again, there's no experience that our, you know, no knock on our teachers, but we don't have that work-based experience. So the kind of equal push and pull between sending kids out to businesses and maybe bringing business partners in is a really good formula for our kids to be successful.
And then finally, something that we had talked about in the news and earlier in the week and late last week, the iRead celebration at the State House.
Yeah, as we talked earlier, literacy is a focus, as it should be, for the state of Indiana. Dr. Katie Jenner, our education secretary, invited up 241 schools from around Indiana, and those schools were schools that achieved a 95% or higher pass rate on prior year iRead scores. So again, I have to take a moment and just really thank our K-3 staff, you know, teachers, instructional aides, administrators. Ms. Dana Cassidy went up on behalf of the corporation with myself to accept the award from Dr. Jenner. Again, there's a lot of hard work that goes into that. And we understand at Batesville, literacy is the foundation for all academic knowledge. If you can't read, you can't be a welder, you can't do things. So again, kudos to everyone who worked so hard. And again, those stats are amazing. I think we finished top 3 in public schools, top 10 in the state, as far as that percentage of students who passed the iRead. So again, tip of the cap, as baseball terms, as we get ready to have the Reds baseball on WRBI radio. But fantastic job. So proud of that crew and thankful for their efforts.
Yeah, and you know, well done, and that's the thing—the fact that you bring up a good point, Paul. The fact that you need reading because of all the different things, you know, professionally and of course academically, obviously, but just everyday life, you know, you got to be able to read proficiently.
Absolutely, and I'm far from a literacy expert. I'm an old high school science teacher, but you know, they tell me that you learn to read and then you read to learn, and there's that magic transition. And when students are able to read to learn, that's when they really take off and grow.
All right. Anything else before we let you get back to your day, Paul?
No, appreciate it. Love WRBI. Appreciate what you do for us, and have a great day, Tom.
All right. Thank you, Paul, and same to you, sir. And once again, our thanks to Superintendent Paul Ketchum with the Batesville Community Schools. Stay well and enjoy this day, Paul.
Thank you, Tom.